2009 metais spalio 27 diena. Toliau tęsiam skaityti Mahabharatą, verstą Krishna Dharmas Prabhu. Šiandien skaitysime pirmos dalies 11 skyrių, kuris vadinamas The Pandavas Ved Draupadi. Pandavai veda Draupadę. Jo. Pandavai veda Draupadę. Bus pratesimas. Nes mes nepabaigėme aną kartą skaityti šito skyriaus. Back in Panchala, King Draupada was anxious. His beloved daughter was gone, but he didn't know who had taken her. He pondered on the day's events. Who was that man who had hit the target? Was he really a Brahmin? Maybe it had been simply by luck that he had succeeded in the test. Perhaps he was a Vaishya or even a Shudra, casting Draupada's noble line into disrepute. Or maybe he was a great hero of the royal order. Then why would he have disguised himself as a Brahmin? Perhaps he was actually Arjuna, somehow survived from the terrible fire at Varanavat. Surely that was too much to hope. Galim suprast, kad, čia sunku ir komentuoti, tokie įvykiai vyksta, tokie dalykai prašyti, kad ant tiek skiriasi ta samprata nuo mūsiškės sampratos, kad tokį atiduoda dukrą ir nežinau, už ko atiduoda. Tai kaip nekils mintis, kada nežinai, už ką dukrą atidavėjai, už kokio žmogaus. Visur vien skandalai ir istorijos. Mahabharat. Toks yra gyvenimas. Kšatrijų. Pastoviai pergyvenimai. Ir toj pergyvenimus kas sukuria materialus prisirišimai. Kai mes netenkam to, prie ko mes prisirišėm, mes pergyvenam. Kai gaunam tai, prie ko mes prisirišėm, mes džiaugiamės. Bet tiek tas pergyvenimas, tiek žiausmas yra iliusinis galų gale. As the king sat absorbed in thought, his son entered his chamber. After bowing at his father's feet, the prince described everything he had seen. Ba, kultūros elementas. Sūnus ateidamas pas tėvą lenkdavosi prie pėdų, grįždavęs iš kelionės. Kodėl lenkdavosi? Ar turėdavo tėvas savybės, ar neturėdavo, jis vis tiek lenkdavosi. Bet aišku, Draupada turėjo begalinės savybės. Drishtadyumna was convinced it was the Pandavas who had won Draupadi, and he happily explained how he had followed them to a hut on the city's outskirts, how Krishna and Balarama had visited, and how he had heard them speak the language of warriors. The two Brahmins who fought in the hall left and joined three others. They appeared to be brothers. In their midst was a lady who shone like fire. I believe she is their mother. They spoke together in voices as deep as black thunder clouds. There is no doubt that these men are neither Shudras nor Vaishyas. They are certainly of the royal order. In my opinion, they are the Pandavas who are living in the skies since escaping Varanavat. Taip kalbėjo Drishtadyumna. Draupada was extremely pleased by his son's words. As soon as dawn broke, he called for his priest and asked him to go to the potter's hut to ascertain the Brahmin's identities. Reiškia, Draupada natūralu, kad tiek jisai pergyveno dėl savo šito, dėl savo dukters, ant kiek jis pergyveno, ant kiek jisai buvo laimingas, kad dukra ištekėjo už to, už ko jis norėjo, kad jinai ištekėtų. The priest left at once, and arriving at the hut, applauded the Pandavas for their prowess. Then he said, O worshipable ones, the great king Drupada desires to know your names. Please tell me your family, name and race. Are you by any chance the Pandavas? It was ever the king's wish that his daughter be united with Arjuna. If this has transpired, then nothing could be more conducive to our fame and virtue. Yudhishthira turned to his brothers and said, Bring water and wash this Brahmin's feet. He is worthy of our worship. Because he is Drupada's royal priest, we should especially respect him. Reiškia, čia buvo Brahmanas. Karališko dvaro Brahmanas. Iš karto atnešk vandens, plauk pėdas. Kultūra. Bhima immediately did as his elder brother had directed. He had the priest sit comfortably, then offered him argya. Argya reiškia vandenį. Yudhishthira then said, O Brahmin, the king fixed a certain price for gaining his daughter. She was not given freely. Therefore, he has nothing to say about the lineage of the man who has passed his test. All his questions about our family and race have been answered by the stringing of the bow and the striking down of the target. Reiškia, netiesiogiai Yudhishthira atsakė, kad tai buvo karališkos dinastijos, nes ne karališkos dinastijos nariai nebūtų galėję to padaryti. Jokiais būdais. Yudhishthira smiled. He assured him that Drupada need have no regrets. His long-cherished desire would soon be fulfilled. Drupadi was clearly endowed with the auspicious marks of one who would be married to kings. The Pandava continued, What man of low birth or one unaccomplished in arms could have shot down the mark? It was done fairly, and there is no one who can now undo that act. The king shouldn't grieve. Yudhishthira patvirtino, kad ir kas čia tie yra žmonės, kurie laimėjo Draupadį, jie yra verti Draupadis. Reiškia, galima supras, kad šūdros ir vaišiai nebuvo apmokami karybos menų. Jo labiau tie, kurie radosi užkastų. Dėl to, o čia netgi tarp pačių kšatrijų atsirado vienas kitas, kuris gali tai padaryti. Dėl to čia jokio klausimo nebuvo, kad tai būtų buvę žemiau. Žemesnės kasto žmogus arba ir ne iš karališkos dinastijos. As Yudhishthira spoke, another messenger arrived to tell them that a great feast had been prepared in the city. He asked the Pandavas to please come with him to the king's palace where the wedding ceremony could be properly performed. Yudhishthira assented and the messenger showed the brothers to a couple of golden chariots which Drupada had sent. After placing Kunti and Drupadi on one of them, they mounted the other and all of them left for Kampilya. The white steeds drawing the chariots soon brought them to Drupada's palace. As the Pandavas dismounted, they were greeted by the king's ministers, who led them to the hall where the feast was waiting. Heading by Yudhishthira, the brothers entered the vast chamber, which was spread with costly rugs. Many long tables lined the walls, which were studded with countless gems. Stalai net inkrustuoti brangakmenys. On one table, the king had placed various items associated with Brahminical life, sacrificial paraphernalia, holy books and garlands. On another were items used by the Vaishya class, farming implements, ropes, seeds, and the like. On yet another, where weapons, armor, shields, rockets, and other instruments of war, and expensive clothes, gold ornaments, and other fine things of different types. Bet, reiškia, čia turbūt bus patikrinimas. Ja? Daiktai atspindi psichologiją. Brahmanam reikia ko? Parafernalija, tai yra ritualinių dalykų, su kuriais galima atlikti ritualus. Toliau girliandos, kurias jie deda ant dievybių. Ir šventos knygos. Dabar vaišėm, ne, tai yra žemdirbystės visokie dalykai. O kšatrijam viskas, kas susiję su ginklais ir kokybiškais, dar, reiškia, ir tokiais, prašo, gražus drabužiai, orname, reiškia, papušalai auksiniai. Everyone gazed at the brothers as they strode into the hall, seeing those powerful men clad in black deer skins. Tai, kaip įdomi, juoda elnio oda apsirengė. Each with the gait of a sportive lion, broad shoulders, long and well-muscled arms resembling serpents, eyes like furious bulls. The king and his relatives, ministers and attendants were gladdened. Without hesitation, the heroes, in order of age, fearlessly sat upon seats of gold furnished with silk and provided with footstools. At once, well-dressed servants and maids fetched many kinds of delicious foods on gold and silver plates. The brothers dined with pleasure on the rich preparations brought before them, food worthy of kings. When the meal was over, they rose and went to the table containing the weapons and royal items. They carefully examined all the pieces, discussing them among themselves. To Drupada and his sons and counselors, it was obvious that the brothers belonged to the royal order. Drupada approached Dhrishtira and said, "Sir, are we to know you as Brahmins or Kshatriyas of the royal order? Are you Vaishyas or even Shudras? Perhaps you are celestials who have assumed the disguise of Brahmins and are roaming the earth. Please truly tell us. Truth becomes monarchs even more than sacrifice or charity. Once we have ascertained the order to which you belong, we can arrange an appropriate wedding ceremony." Čia, reiškia, pasakė, kad tiesa tinka labiau monarchams daugiau negu labdara ar aukojimo ritualai. Reiškia, teisingumas kšatrijų buvo pagrindinė savybė. Tam, kad tvarką prižiūrėti, reikia turėti teisingumo savybę. Ir ta, už tą teisingumą nebijot ginti. Šiuolaikiniam pasaulyje visi dabartiniai kšatrijai šitos savybės neturi, dėl to žmonės, kuriuos jie valdo, yra nelaimingi. Didelė dauguma šitų valdininkų kšatrijai neturi. Jie yra paperkami, beveik kiekvienas gali būti paperkamas. Arba netgi pagazinimas. Vedinio kšatrijo nepagazinsi. Jeigu jis gina religijos principus, jis gina. Nei pagazinsi, kad tu jo ten šeimą nužudysi, ar ten pinigų nemokėsi jam, ar dar kažką išmes iš posto. Jisai tiesa buvo labai svarbu. Yudhishthira looked at the king and smiled. He spoke in a voice as deep as the rumbling of clouds. "O king, you may dispel your doubts and be cheerful. There is no doubt that your desire has been fulfilled. We five are royalty, the sons of the illustrious Pandu. I'm Yudhishthira. Your daughter was won by Arjuna, who, along with Bhima, fought with the other kings. She is like a lotus that has been transplanted from one clear lake to another. With Draupadi in the lady's chamber is Kunti, our mother. Yudhishthira folded his palms and said that he had told the king everything that needed to be told. Surrounded by his brothers, he added, O king, you are our revered elder and superior. We now take shelter of you. Tell us what should be done. Nu va, ko daugiau bereikia. Drupada was filled with delight. Tears flowed from his eyes and he was unable to speak. He stood for some moments with all his limbs trembling. Dar vienas svarbus momentas. Vediniai karaliai nebijodavo verkti. Ir tai vėlgi yra susiję su vyro samprata vedų kultūrų. Vyras nėra tas, kuris bijo verkti. Jis nėra tas, kuris bijo savo emocijas išreikšti. Tik tai silpni vyrai bijo parodyti savo emocijas. Tik silpni. Ir tokie herojai, tokie maštabiniai monarchai kaip Drupada, ar ten Arjuna, ar Yudhishthira, jie nebijodavo verkti. Jie nebijodavo rodyti emocijų, nes tai yra stiprybės. Išaiška, nebijot būti savimi yra stiprybė. O sudaryti kažkokį kitokį vaizdą apie save kitiem yra veidmainystė, yra tamaguna. Aš nesakau, kad reikia paleisti emocijas iš savo vadžių, bet kada emocijos yra stiprios, jų nereikia gniaužti. Aišku, yra progos, kada jas reikia užgniaužti, prilaikyti. Bet šita proga, kada jis buvo laimingas ir ašras tekėjo, jisai tai parodė. Finally, he managed with great effort to suppress his joy. Vis tiek, reiškia, suvaldė tą. Bet jis leido savo. He said, O hero, I cannot express my happiness in words. Today my birth stands fulfilled and my dreams are realized. This is indeed an auspicious day. Tell me, how did you all escape from the fire at Varanavata? Iš čia galima matyti irgi, kiek tėvai prisiriša prie savo dukrų. Mano svajonės išpildytos. Mano gimimas pasiteisino. Reiškia, ištekint dukrą už gero vyro. Tėvų kaip ir brangu. Ir psichologija, tas pats ir šiais laikais yra. Drupada and his two sons, Drishtadyumna and Shikhandi, listened as Yudhishthira narrated the story. When he had finished, they censured Duryodhana and his weak father. Drupada gave every assurance to Yudhishthira, vowing that he would somehow restore him to his rightful position as king in Hastinapura. He gave the brothers accommodation in his own palace and treated them with all respect. The following day, Drupada again spoke to Yudhishthira, O mighty armed one, today is a day marked by favorable stars. Let Arjun take my daughter's hand with all due rights. Yudhishthira replied, O king, if my younger brother is to marry today, then I shall also have to accept a bride, for that is the religious ordinance. Drupada, reiškia, nu vat, šito irgi nežinau, jeigu jaunesnis brolis išteka, vyresnis irgi turi, veda, vyresnis turi gyvesti. Drupada nodded understandingly. Then you must accept the hand of Drupadi in the sacred marriage ceremony, or give her to whichever of your brothers as pleases you. Yudhishthira said, The princess shall become the wife of all of us all. Our mother has ordered this. It was Dhananjaya who won your jewel of a daughter. But the rule among us is that we share equally any jewels we obtain. Therefore, Draupadi may accept each of us one after another, according to age. Ne tais laikais. Tai buvo didelis net. Ant kiek reiškia pandavai laikėsi savo žodžio. Jie laikėsi. Geležinis buvo įstatymas. Žodis. Vat yra pusdėviai. Sikūnė reiškia pusdėviai. Pusdėvių vaikai. Nepaprastai darybinga. Pasakė, dalinas. Niekas ten neklausė, kad bus per mažai, kodėl kiti keturi turės mano žmoną dar. Drupada stepped back, his eyes wide with surprise. O mighty armed hero, I have heard that a man may accept many wives, but never that a woman may accept more than one husband. You are famed for your virtue. How then can you approve an act so contrary to tradition and indeed scriptural injunction? Iškia, Drupada sako, kad nėra tokio nurodymo, kad moteris gali už penkių vyrų tikėti. The king was surrounded by his sons and ministers, and they all listened carefully as the Pandava prince replied. He told them that morality was subtle, and its implication was dependent upon circumstances. One, therefore, had to follow the authorities. His mother had ordered them all to marry the princess, and that order had found acceptance in Yudhishthira's mind, which had never entertained thought of sin in his life. The prince was certain there would be no sin if Drupadi married all five brothers. Reiškia, autoriteto principą jis iškėlė aukščiau negu kad šastro nurodymą, kad moteris negali priimti daugiau negu vieną vyrą. Drupada was still not convinced. He wanted more time to think. It was entirely unprecedented that a woman could marry many men at the same time. Sudokit, kai būtų čia karališkos dinastijos tuokias, reiškia, susijungia. Jeigu karaliai, didis žmonės tai daro, visi pradės sekti paskui. He asked Yudhishthira if they could discuss the matter further with Kunti, Drishtadyumna and the learned Brahmins in his court. Yudhishthira agreed and sat in the king's council chamber for the discussion. They had only been speaking a short while when the palace attendants announced Vyasadeva's arrival. Nu va, Vyasadeva, kadangi visa skanuoja, žino, atėjo pačiu laiku. As the sage was shown in, everyone present offered their respectful obeisances and his feet. Vyasadeva greeted them in return and offered blessings to Drupada and the Pandavas. After they had taken their seats, Drupada said, asked, O illustrious one, is it possible for a woman, for one woman, to marry many men without being defiled by sin? Please tell me truly. Vyasadeva replied that such a practice was certainly opposed to both the direction of the Vedas and tradition. No? Nėra to, bet. Although practiced in former ages, it had long become obsolete. Reiškia, praeituose jugose buvo praktikuojama. The sage looked at Drupada and Yudhishthira and asked both of them for their opinions. Drupada revealed his doubts. He couldn't see any way by which the five brothers could all become Draupadi's husband. It would mean that the elder brother would be approaching his junior's wife. According to scripture, that would be the same as approaching his daughter. Yudhishthira replied that his heart, which could never turn to sin, felt no misgivings about the proposed marriage. He cited a historical example of a Brahmin girl named Jatila, who had married seven rishis at once. There was also the case of the famous ascetics known as the Prachetas. They too, being brothers, had accepted one woman as their shared wife. These examples were found in the Vedas and were not considered sinful. In certain circumstances, even established rules may be broken in order to preserve a higher religious principle. Dom. Kunti agreed with her son and asked the sage how she could be saved from untruth. The Vyasadeva replied, O gentle lady, you shall certainly be saved from sin. This is eternal virtue. The sage turned to Drupada and said, I wish to speak with you in confidence, O king. Vyasadeva rose and took hold of Drupada's hand. They went into the king's chamber while everyone waited outside. When they were alone, Vyasadeva explained to the king why the marriage conformed with virtue. The ascetic told Drupada that Draupadi had been the daughter of a rishi in a previous life. She had prayed to Shiva for a husband. In her prayer, she asked the deity 5 times for a powerful husband. Shiva had replied, "Since you have asked me 5 times, in your next birth you shall have 5 husbands. Shiva couldn't possibly ordain a sinful act. Reiškia, atsitinka kažkas tikrai beprecedentiško, visiškai kas iki tol niekad nebuvo. Ir labai sunku savai išspręsti tą dalyką. Tada yra žiūrima į aplinkybės ir būtent tokie va ryšiai, tokiais momentais labai padėdavo, kurie matydavo trikalagiją, reiškia, matydavo praeitį, ateitį ir dabartį. Ir tame kontekste reiškia, viskas tampa aišku. Tai vat viena iš ryšių funkcija, kada tikrai net ir paprasti brahmanai nesusitardavo ir kšatriai, bet ateidavo išsivadavo sielą transcendentiniam lygį, toks kaip Vesadeva. Tai jau Vesadeva buvo jau net imperatorių, brahmanų, dar aukščiau radus, net už imperatorių brahmanus. Vyasadeva further explained that the princess was an expansion of the goddess Lakshmi. She had appeared from the sacrificial fire in order to become the Pandava's wife, who themselves had all been gods in their past lives. In fact, the sage explained, all the brothers had been incarnations of Indra in different millenniums. Toks buvo matymas, reiškia, visos tos žyvos buvo Indros. Įvairiausiose epochose. O čia buvo Lakšmi, čia buvo net nedžyva. Draupadi buvo net nesiela, buvo Lakšmi ekspansija. Vyasadeva bestowed upon the king the divine sight to see the Pandavas as they had been in previous lives. In his inner vision, Draupada saw the blazing form of Indra that each brother had possessed, their celestial bodies adorned with golden crowns and garlands. Suzėjom, kokią galę turėjo Vyasadeva. Jis matydavo ne tik praeitą, bet ir milijonus praeitų gyvenimų. Jis matydavo inkarnacijas visas. Tai galima matyti asmenybę transcendentiniam lygyje. Dėl to, jeigu mes pasieksim transcendentinį lygį, mes irgi galėsim matyti šitos dalykus. Ir kas dar įdomiausia, kad jis gali duoti tą matymą kitam. Struck with wonder, Drupada folded his palms and said to the sage, O great Rishi, there is nothing outside your knowledge or capabilities. My mind is now satisfied. What has been ordained by the celestials must always come to pass. We are all instruments in the hands of destiny. Let my daughter accept all 5 brothers as her husbands. The king and the sage rejoined the others and informed them of Drupada's change of heart. Vyasadeva said, Today the moon has entered the auspicious constellation of Pushya. The first ceremony should be performed at once, and Yudhishthira can accept Draupadi's hand. Draupada, madam, viskas buvo derinama su astrologija, su planetų išsidėstymu, kiekvienas įvykis. Draupada ordered his ministers and priests to make all the arrangements. A sacred fire was lit in the vast inner courtyard of the king's palace. Rows of pennants bearing the emblems of the gods lined the sacrificial arena, which was full of Brahmins chanting hymns. A beautiful altar was constructed from coral and gold and bedecked with sparkling jewels. Fragrant garlands were draped everywhere, and the aroma of costly incense wafted throughout the courtyard. The king with his relatives and friends took their places in the compound which lay next to a large lake of lotuses. Citizens of all classes assembled in the courtyard to observe the ceremony. Brahmins with their heads covered by simple cloths, wealthy merchants shielding themselves from the bright sunshine with decorated parasols, and shudras in their brightest clothes. All watched as the 5 brothers dressed in silk robes and adorned with shining gold earrings entity compound like mighty bulls entering their pen. Vyrai nešiojo auskarus. Domia walked at their head. His bodily luster was as brilliant as the sun. He sat by the fire and offered libations of ghee. Iškia Domia, išminčiai, jie turėdavo odžiasą. Tai yra, jeigu sąmonė yra aukšta, jeigu išminčius nušvytęs, iš jo sklinda šviesa. Net fiziškai galima matyti šviesą. Ant rūsų ikonų mes matom tą sauras, tą šviesą nupaišytą ant šventų. Iš tikrųjų, jie šviečia akis, ypatingai šviečia, net jeigu ir šventas asmenybė yra purvinas, oda išpurvinta, vis tiek akis šviečia. Kaip ir daugumai bago tambieto prašyta, pavyzdžiui, Kardama Munis, kad likinėjo skezės, jau buvo kūnas, nepraustas ilgą laiką, nusėdęs dulkiam ir purvais, bet jo akis švietėjo. As the flames rose, he chanted mantras invoking the presence of Vishnu and the principal deities. Then he called Yudhishthira to come forward and accept Draupadi's hand, the dark-complexioned princess, clad in bright yellow silks and decorated with many precious jewels. Her long, curling hair adorned with flowers stood to receive Yudhishthira. The bride and groom took each other's hand and walked around the sacred fire 7 times, sealing their union. 7 kartus yra apeinama. Reiškia ugnis. Taip simbolizuojama, kad tokia masė, kad santuoka tokia tvirta būtų, lyg 7 gyvenimams. Čia įdomu, čia gali būti gal susiję ir su 7 sąmonės lygiais, su 7 čakrom, nežinau, bijau spekuliuoti. On the days following Yudhishthira's wedding, each of the brothers married the Panchala princess. Vyasadeva informed the king that by the god's arrangement, his daughter regained her virginity each day after marriage and before the next marriage took place. Mm-hmm. Pusdėvių sutvarkymu, kad jo dukra pastovė atgaudavo skaistybę. Iškia, skaisti likdavo kiekvieną kartą po vedybų. Nes neskaisti, kiek suprantu, negalėdavo ištekėti. When all 5 weddings had been sanctified, Drupada sat before the sacred fire and gave the brothers charity. To each of them he gifted 100 golden chariots, drawn by 4 excellent steeds, 100 mature elephants, and 100 maid servants, adorned with ornaments and flower guns. Įsivaizduokim, kokie turtai. Kiekviena 100 vežimų aukso. 100 tarnaičių. He also gave them large amounts of gold, various precious stones, and many valuable robes. Like so many celestials, the brothers began passing their days in joy in Panchala, the king's capital. For his part, having formed an alliance with the Pandavas, Drupada didn't fear even the gods in heaven. After arriving back at Madhura, Krishna arranged for vast amounts of wealth to be sent as a gift to the Pandavas. Great heaps of unworked gold bricks, and piles of precious stones, including numbers of priceless Vaidurya gems, soon arrived at Kampilya and were offered to the brothers. Reiškia, aukso plytelės irgi buvo tais laikais. Costly carpets, robes, blankets, and skins were placed before them in piles. Krishna also sent them thousands of maids.